Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Tasmanian Devin here, and we're going to take some deep dive talking about culture and passions, which I'm so intrigued about. Credit where credit's due. Angela White, the marketing and relationship manager, connected us today, and we're going to be going in and talking to the CEO, President Jeff White, who oversees and runs Holmberg Mechanical. So we're excited to hear his story of Holmberg Mechanical, who is a high-tech, full-service mechanical agency. And Jeff has been in this industry, and that's what I love. If you go in the show notes, we'll have his LinkedIn profile and all the details. But he's been at this since 91, from an apprentice all the way up to owning this company. So what are we going to be talking about today? Or that main message is that compassion and leadership is the Holmberg way and the future of business. And I couldn't agree more, and why we're excited to have him come in and be a leader of the tribe and talk about how they're growing a company and they're excited for the future. And they've learned a lot from COVID-19, but looking forward. And I love the people that are looking in the windshield, not the rearview mirror, Art of Construction Tribe. So how is this going to benefit you? Because compassionate leadership is not the typical modus operandi for construction companies, American businesses in general. To capture the Gen Zers, leaders need to adapt and embrace this style that has come naturally to Jeff. And I'm super excited to hear his story around that, because they demand the compassion in their CEO and choose the company they work for based on that and how the company impacts their community. So at the end of the day, my perspective, tribe, is that core values are extremely important, and having compassion and empathy as a leader is one of the most important ways to grow your business, which is what this podcast is all about for you contractors and affiliates. We're working every day to break down these silos and connect the right construction technologies and the right products to the right handshakes. So without further ado, let's go in and get to know Jeff White's story and what led him to running Holmberg Mechanical. Lock and load, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite non-alcoholic beverage is a root beer float. You got to put ice cream on that to make it right.
Ah, oh, that a boy. And after a hard day of working mechanical?
Oh man, I'll savor that root beer float all night.
That a boy. All day long. What's the favorite place you've traveled?
Well, in our states and in our home, we're from Seattle, so we have a beautiful mountain range, the Cascade Mountain Range just east of us. And so my wife and I and the kids, we enjoy our cabin in Roslyn, just on the east side of the Cascade Mountains, where the snow and the sun and the rivers it's all in nature.
Ah, beautiful. What's one story from your experiences there?
You know, we have a mountain range just above us. It's called the Cascades, as I said, and it's the Alpine Lake. So there's a location, we call it the Castle Rock, but there's a rock that stands about 1,000 feet tall. And so it's a common place for us to go hang out, take a machine up to get to this location, and we just hang out up there and enjoy the sunsets right on the backside. So that's probably 5 or 6 times in the spring and summer we do that.
Beautiful. It probably ties into what your favorite hobby or interest outside these silos we're going to talk about breaking down that we passionately call the art of construction. But what's your favorite hobby outside of what you do day to day?
Well, you guessed it. It's exploring the mountains, and primarily on mountain bikes. We do a lot of hiking, but my passion is really mountain bikes. I've hiked and biked all up and down the West Coast from Whistler to Sedona, pretty much every national trail system there is we've been on.
Awesome. Well, tell us your story, Jeff White.
So I started mowing the grass of a bit local business owner, someone who lived down the street from me, and began with a handshake. We built a relationship over a couple of years of getting paid cash to mow his grass. And I ended up working in his shop. He owned a plumbing company, a small plumbing company in Washington State. And as we built our relationship and it grew, I actually began and served a plumbing apprenticeship through our local chapter, and went to work for another company for a few years. Ultimately, I came back to Holmberg Mechanical, where I, on a handshake, After getting my education, this gentleman paid for my education. I got an engineering degree, and he helped me, mentored me up until the point which I bought his business. And that was about 12 years ago.
What a great story. So, I mean, you really learn by doing, and I love how you go when you say to tell the story, it starts by mowing the grass, right? And I think that's an important thing. I had my own lawn mowing company in college called Cutting for College, and I learned so much about the School of Hard Knocks along with the my business degree. That was just so fun, right? So tell us about what kind of projects you do and what sets Holmberg Mechanical apart from other similar companies in the trade.
Well, we do the difficult projects. We don't we challenge ourselves. We enjoy challenging ourselves. We're all lifelong learners. We've been working on the seawall, which is the west coast of Seattle, from Tacoma to Everett, and it's for 6 years. It's a complicated project. We work under the docks in the water. It's dirty, hard work. It's complicated. It's dangerous, and it's the stuff that we know how to do. We plan our work. We do it safely. We build high rises in the core, and currently we're working on a jail in for the JBLM, the Joint Base Lewis McChord facility. So we design and build the mechanical systems that go inside these structures.
So today, as we get leadership to come into the Art of Construction tribe, we always want to kind of dig in and hear the story from cutting the grass to owning the company. So I want to start off on this journey and talk about what is your leadership style. And what values do you find most important for your company?
The most important thing is to know that as a leader, it's not about you, in my opinion. It's about them. It's best to first understand and then be understood. And that is something I've taken with me. A mentor of mine gave me that information 20 plus years ago, and it's just always stuck with me. I do it in interviews with clients, and I do it with interviews with employees. It's better to understand and then be understood. And it really follows the philosophy. There's a gentleman called Thomas Thibodeau. He's out of Wisconsin. He's a great gentleman and mentor. He is the guiding force behind servant leadership. And that's what it's about. Leaders are servants.
I love that answer. Thank you for that. We're going to be get some gold dropping here today. So we've seen in different interviews and media presses on Holmberg Mechanical that you place a lot of emphasis on the importance of safety for winning jobs and attracting and maintaining the best talent. Can you talk a little bit about how Holmberg emphasis on safety and why that's so important to you?
Well, that's back to being a servant leader. Our role as leaders is to make sure that people know that we respect and care for them, and most importantly, to get them home safe. The work that we do in our business is dangerous. It has exposure to elements that most people aren't used to seeing, and we have to be. It has to be at the forefront of everything we do, from our awareness, from conceptualization of problems that could happen, foresight into the future is what could be. A condition that you wouldn't know you're in, that you find yourself in. So we just plan. You have to look around every corner to make sure we don't end up in a situation that we can't get out of.
I love that. And making that a focus, right, becomes, it shouldn't just be something that's talked about or dealt with if you have an issue, right? It should be a true forefront, right? And it looks like you guys do a lot of community involvement and outreach. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and why that's such an important thing of what you guys do?
Well, again, it's back to being a servant. I mean, we're blessed to be here and the opportunity to serve our community and be paid to serve our community. And it's our obligation to give back to our community. We do something every single week. It's on my list of what I'm going to do that week to serve our community. And it could be from a toy drive, Habitat to Humanity, which we do multiple times a year, host a school drive, Christmas cards. This most recently for Valentine's Day, we wrote Valentine's Day cards to multiple old folks' homes, people that are sitting in isolation and have lost their spouses and or just at the end, and they are even more alone than they were before. So we just make it our responsibility to serve them.
Love that, the servant leadership. And I'm big on lessons learned through green lights and red lights, as Matthew McConaughey in his recent book of The Forced Winters has just been a great lesson for me through these times of COVID. And we could look in the rearview mirror and talk about how tough it was, or we can say, how much did we learn and what actions have we taken to help our community persevere through these crazy times and looking forward? So what are some of those actions that you guys have taken to help your company persevere through these times and learned and how to move forward through this?
Well, it's listening. It's open, asking open-ended questions. The difference in how people have received this pandemic is immeasurable, right? You don't know. We have some people that you think would this would be okay, and it's really not okay. It's been 12 months of challenge. And where I go to with this is with Eckhart Tolle, is a famous philosopher, and he talks about the power of now. And every day, there is no past and there is no future, and his belief, and there, all you have is what you have right now. So every day you show up and you listen, you be aware of what's going on for people, and you ask them with open-ended questions how they're feeling, what they need to help get on to the next step. That's how I've done it, and I've tried to instill that into my team.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of the, I would highly recommend doing the audible version of the Matthew McConaughey Green Lights, because he talks about the forced winters, right? And you actually have to really relish those times in the now. And I think that's what I love about having these conversations, when you're referencing other thought leaders on how do you put that stuff together to say, you know, maybe something we hopefully say today resonates with the Art of Construction tribe, to say, as you're talking about the servant leaders and we're talking about how it is right now, to say, okay, well, how do I make the best of today, if I'm hearing you right? Is that
right.
Kind of what you're saying, Jeff?
Yep. And I wrote that down. You're the second person to recommend that book. I appreciate that. And
yeah, I mean, every red light turns into a green light. And I think that's what they're talking about when you say live in the now, to say, like, what is the best right now? And to me, these are the times where podcasting and really looking yourself in the mirror are so important, because you're forced to do it in a lot of ways, right? So when you talk about listening, I think it's really, really listening to yourself and making sure people are hearing what you're saying. And that's easier said than done. I really struggle with that. And people say, what's one of your big powerful things out of this podcast? Is it's like, it's forced me to listen to these stories and be fully engage in them, because I'm so passionate about putting these stories out there and making Jeff and Holmberg really shine. But when you really force yourself to listen, it's amazing what you can put internalize versus just telling everybody what they want to hear, and then they don't listen.
Yeah.
So do you have any recent projects your company has done that you think well represent the values and culture that we've been discussing?
You know, one of the things that we've done that we targeted, and it's been over the last 5 years, but this Seattle, like other big cities, is just really hamstrung. We have water on, you know, two sides and a city in between them. And but transit is just such a big thing for our community. It's really hurt the families, people commuting, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours to work. So we're invested deeply in transit opportunity options, not only for our business, but for the community. You know, we spend a lot of time making sure we vote for mass transit. We are doing probably more than 50% of the Sound Transit type projects. There's train systems going in, and we're just trying to find a way to make our city and our communities better, and ultimately our families better. So we're not all having to commute. We're doing a lot of work from home things for our families. Just, you know, we're seeing the value in that. And managing those challenges too. But I just think improving our quality of life while getting the work done at the same time is something that's just really important to us.
So overall, it seems like the general theme here is that you pay very close attention to being servant leaders and your employees for professional and personal development as the leader, to kind of be that servant leader and kind of pushing them to be that same kind of mantra. Can you reflect on one of those times it's been important to having empathy and compassion as a leader and how that helps you grow your business?
Well, there's lots of them. There's a particular one that is one of our key employees' daughter went missing here this last summer in August, and she was lost in the mountains. And about day three, we just teamed our whole entire group, and we gathered our troops and we went up and we started searching for this young lady who was found 9 days after being lost in the mountains. And that's just one example. That's one extreme example of something that is probably for me and our company, the best thing that happened in 2020 was finding that young, beautiful girl, and she's home. I just saw her dad this morning, and you know, that's what you do. Whenever it's a call to you to respond, you just do it.
What a great story. And you can tell you didn't make that up, right? You're not making this stuff up. You're truly living practice what you preach. I love that.
Yep.
So what's next for Homebrew Mechanical, and where do you fit into larger trends in the construction industry?
Well, we're all over technology. You know, we are, you know, in Autodesk, and I saw that as one of your key components, which is just, they're a great organization with technology that's surpassing most, if not all, the others. Revit, Autodesk, CAD, Smartsheet, all of these technological advances in the construction businesses are improving both the safety, the quality, the value to our clients. I mean, we're just all over it. Our tech committee works every week to come up with new ideas that are smart and responsive to the needs of the business. And that's how we're approaching everything.
Yeah, one thing you said is the tech committee. And I think that's something that is a word that I think a lot of people are trying to figure out in the art of construction, right? Of who should do that. And I think there's two committees, or I call them champions, that you have to have. We call it the customer care wheel and our tech team, right? And mm-hmm. and I highly advise you to have fun with that. And that's where I think where really the rubber meets the road, what you're talking about of being servant leaders to your internal customers, your employees, and your external partnerships, and also having that technology when you talk about Smartsheets and Autodesk and these different tools. The key is taking and putting that culture with the tool, but actually saying we're going to jump up, and the tool is let's go out and help at the right way at the right time. Am I understanding what you're guiding us the right way there?
Yep, exactly. It's a time. We're finding on uses everywhere in our business. Our fabrication, we're using a new fabrication software. We're writing softwares. We've implemented this. The Smartsheet is a very impressive product to deliver closer and tighter relationships, be more responsive to our clients. And you do have to implement, you have to deliver change at a rate in which everybody can take it. Otherwise it becomes too much. So
I love that. And that's what the rate that they can take it. That's what I'm talking about. Making sure you're training internally to your employees or your internal customers and your external partnerships or customers to make sure everybody's on that bus or on that wheel or on that funnel, whatever you want to call it, to where you're having all that stuff intertwined and working together. Because I think that's one thing that a lot of podcasts and a lot of different conversations we've been having is what's the right way to bring everybody together through these new tools, right? So
absolutely.
One question we've been asking everybody, that it's been fascinating the breadth of answers that we've been getting, is what is your crystal ball for connecting technology to handshakes within the future of construction?
Well, the crystal ball for connecting handshakes to technology, you have to have sophisticated clients. You have to be careful with whom you're working with. So you want the right clients that can appreciate and support your desire to bring technology to the handshake. It is challenging to build trust through technology, and we're working on different things. I think the video, the Zoom, and the other type programs are helping us do that. But I'm also in belief that we will get back to some semblance of normal agency, and we will be back in our client's presence and we'll help close that. So don't have a good answer for you there.
Oh, that's a great
answer.
That's a tough one. I think that really resonated though. So to close this thing out, the one thing we always ask when we get to have leaders of the tribe come in and share their story, and thank you so much, Jeff, for coming in and dropping some golden nuggets for us to really think about as we go out to crush it and grow our business. What is that one thing you want to leave contractors and affiliates to think about as they go out there and move their business forward? Because either you're growing or dying, and the only constant is change.
Well, just remember at this moment in time, there's the seven Fs, which is the faith, family, friends, fitness, fun, future, and finances. The three Fs that are really happening in this time right now are fear, fatigue, and failure. And so you have to reframe the story for our employees and our clients and our country for that matter, that we are going forward as a group and we're going to succeed and beat not only the pandemic, but all of the other opponents that are coming at us in the construction and other like businesses with technology and compassion.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story. Tribe, the seven Fs, I love that. Make sure you think about all seven Fs and live in the now. Take this cold winter or forced winter, as Matthew McConaughey says, and take, I love how Jeff brought cool things. And that's what I'm so honored to host this podcast, because every time I pull in these nuggets and intertwine them together. But at the end of the day, just treat people the way you want to be treated. And really, I love the word he kept saying, being a servant leader. And we're honored to have leaders like Jeff come in and sharing their story, because that's what it's all about, right? And if you truly want to be a leadership or an influencer in the Art of Construction tribe, that's what it takes, right? And there's not this secret recipe other than go out and really care in the stories that he shared with us. So that's what I want you to take away from this, is go out there and crush it and stop and reflect and think about and take those lessons learned. Check out the show notes. If you're in the mechanical industry, there's a great partner here within the Art of Construction. And go out there and crush it, Tribe. Thanks for another show. And we appreciate you being leaders of the tribe. Hit us up on the message board. We're all in this together. Have as much fun as possible. Live in the now. And regardless what season we're in, make it happen. Crush it out there, Tribe.